And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rebecca Belazon from Fairlawn, New Jersey, and today we'll be learning how Torah can be acquired through Diktuk Chaverim. There's actually a difference of opinion in our Mishnah what the exact wording of the Mishnah is. Is it Diktuk Chaverim, being exacting with one's friends, or Dibuk Chaverim, cleaving to friends? But really, in order to acquire Torah, they're one and the same. A person needs to be exacting with the friends he chooses. You have to choose friends carefully and wisely. And then once you choose those friends, it's important to stick to them. This concept reminds us of a Mishnah in the first parak of Pirkei Avos, the dictum of Rabbi Yeshua ben Parachia, who says, "Kenei lecha chaver, acquire for yourself a friend." Rav Baruch Levi Epstein says that this Mishnah actually alludes to our Mishnah. If a person wants to make a kinyan in Torah, if a person wants to acquire Torah, what is the way to do that? It's through friendship. As we see, the same word of kinyan and kinei is used in both situations. So then, what is the purpose of a friend, and how can they help us acquire Torah? Rabbi Yonah tells us that there are three benefits to having a friend. The first benefit is divrei Torah. Friends give us the ability to learn together, we can sharpen our thoughts, we can talk out ideas, we can argue and come to a deeper understanding and hopefully the truth of Torah. The second benefit is that of mitzvos. A friend can tell you when you're doing something inappropriate or if you're veering off the path, you're not acting in the way that you should. And the last benefit, Rabbeinu Yonah says, is le'inyan etza. A friend can give advice, a friend can be a sounding board, a friend is someone that you can confide in and that you can talk to and share secrets with. The Rambam, quoting Aristotle, adds that there are three types of friendships. The first type of friendship is a utility-based friendship, which means that each one is fulfilling a need for the other. I need help in this area, you help me. You need help in this area, I help you. The second type of friendship is a pleasure-based friendship. If someone you enjoy being with, someone who you like to spend time with, someone that you enjoy talking to and that you feel comfortable confiding in. But the best friendships have a deeper purpose than that of a utility-based friendship or a pleasure-based friendship. These are virtuous friendships where there are character and goal-based friendships, which is what the Rambam calls a chaver mailon. These are friends that share a common goal, and they want to help each other. They want to enable one another to get to that goal. And it's through this interaction, it's through this friendship that they each become their best selves, and they support one another in achieving this level of greatness. The Torah tells us in Vayikra, "V'ahavta l'recha kamocha," that a person should love their friend as they love themselves. We should love our friends. Perhaps it's actually specifically these friends, these chaverei mila, that we should love as we love ourselves, because these are the people that we share goals with, that we share values with, and that it's through that love and that friendship that we actually become the best versions of ourselves. It's interesting to note that on this pasuk, Rashi adds, "Amar Rabbi Akiva, zeh klal gadol b'Torah." Says Rabbi Akiva, this is a principle in Torah. It's strange to think that out of all the things that we could describe as a principle or fundamental to Torah, Rabbi Akiva describes this statement of "V'ahavta l'recha kamocha." And some people think that this was actually a lesson that Rabbi Akiva stressed throughout his life, and therefore, actually, his Talmidim were punished for not living up to his dictum, for not taking this seriously, and not showing appropriate respect to one another. But I heard from Rabbi Breidowitz, in the name of the Chasam Sofer, that this was not a mantra of Rabbi Akiva, but rather it was autobiographical. Rabbi Akiva was an illiterate shepherd who had nothing, and comes the daughter of the wealthy Kalva Savua Rachel, and she sees something in him, and she says, "If you agree to go and learn Torah, then I agree to marry you." And her father was extremely upset about this arrangement, and he disowns her. So now the once wealthy Rachel lives in extreme poverty, and what does she do? She sends her husband out to learn. And he returns after 24 years with 24,000 Talmidim as the Rabbi Akiva that we know, the great teacher and the great Torah scholar. And in this statement, Rabbi Akiva is saying, because of this love of my friends, because of this Ava of my Rea, which is in this case his wife Rachel, that she was able to see the good in me and the great potential that I had. It was this friend that encouraged me and brought me to this level of greatness. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. It was this love and this friendship that actually brought about my greatness in Torah. That's what caused me to become a gadol b'Torah, to become great in Torah. I think it's based on this that we can now understand why our rabbis advise us to acquire friends, to be exacting with who we choose and then stick to them. On a simple level, as Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, friends help us in our Torah learning and our understanding, in our performances of mitzvos and in our avodas Hashem. They can advise us, they can help us, but it's really so much more than that. It's this real friend, this chaver maila, as the Rambam describes, that actually brings a person to greatness in Torah, to godless Shabbat Torah. As Rabbi Akiva reflects upon his life, that it was his friendship, specifically with his wife, that brought about his greatness in Torah. May we be blessed to find and have these friends who help us recognize and unlock our potential so we can all become a gadol b'Torah. Thanks so much for learning together.